Welcome to the Virgo Experience Podcast. I am Sharice.
I'm Sharice.
And we are back again. I'm delirious. I'm not going to lie.
I'm delirious. I'm irritated.
Yes, I'm delirious. I've not had many hours of sleep. My sleep pattern is off. I don't know why. Like, I laid in the bed for an hour and blinked and thought about like a Dillard sale I missed like in 2007 and what I said should have said in the argument like in 2015. Like, yeah. So I was like, why will my brain let me be great and sleep like a normal person? So I am delirious, y'all. So what did we say we was gonna talk about? Oh, equal opportunity ass whoopings. Yeah, we going straight into it. It's gonna be a short session for us because we got things to do, people to see. So Sharice had sent me this video of this guy and this lady getting into it at a Steelers game. I don't know if you all have seen it, but it is kind of crazy. It was some kind of bloody brawl. And Rams/Chargers game. And then, so a woman was arguing with a guy and she slapped him. And then it kind of broke into another fight. And then somebody else got punched from the, in the brawl. But the question is, when it's this kind of situation, should men just walk away and be the bigger person, or should he hit her back, or what is the, is it like an equal opportunity ass whooping for everybody? Everybody can get it. What is the?
I'm about to say, Sharice asked the real question.
is everybody can get it. Anybody that want it, you can get it. What do you think?
Well, you know what, so you gave the explanation of what was going on, so but I want to piggyback on that a little bit, because on the video, and I was looking on yahoo.com, and it says the white woman said you can get the F out and points towards the exit row before she slaps him in the face. Now, he was standing up. He was facing her. Sorry, y'all. Oh, sorry. Hold back a sneeze.
My bad. I'm tight.
Abiento. I don't know what that means. It just,
I think, I think that means like blessing in German. I'm gonna have to look that up because I've just not always known that.
And so the gap, now they say, I've looked at several reports and they don't know what took place before any of that, but the video I saw, the black guy was standing up, he was turned her way, he was, you know, you could tell that, like, his body gestures, he was calm, you know. The lady was hyped because she was like, you get the F out of here, and points towards the exit, and then she slaps him across the face. And he kind of bucked like he was about to hit up, but he simmered on down. Meanwhile, you got a white boy to the left of her in a black shirt. He decides to jump up. And that's when him and the guy proceed. They get the boxing. And then a girl jumps in net. Black dude, you know, pushes her back. He just swinging. So I think punches was connecting with her, connected with him. Pretty much whoever was gonna get it was gonna get it, because his glasses was knocked out. First of all, he couldn't see, so I'm his attorney for the day.
First of all, he couldn't see. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but if anybody out there wear glasses and then been to the optometrist or ophthalmologist, or Dr. Basil or Vision First or whatever you go to, if you have been there, you know that sometimes the glass, the frames can be $59, but your lenses can be $179.
Oh yeah.
I don't have time for you to be knocking my glasses off. I don't
know. You know, and the crazy thing, Sharice, is that, you know, like you said, glasses are expensive, you know, and I feel like from what I saw, I could change my mind if I had a video that showed me what took place prior to that. But based on the evidence, she was the one that got the whole situation hype. And then the thing is, I see people trying to escort him out, and you got the crowd who's saying, she hit him first. She hit him first. My thing is this. I teach my son, don't hit girls, you know, and that's pretty much how I was raised, was that boys wasn't supposed to put their hands on girls. Now, we know, based on what has been going on over the last several years, domestic violence has already been a problem, but you also have now that the rate of women being killed and, you know, by gunfire and, you know, being
significant others, shot, intimate partners. Yep.
It is on. I ain't looked at no statistical data. I just know what I hear. And I'm like, dang. And I remember it was probably about a year or two ago. I said, dang, females ain't off limits. You know what I'm saying? No more. Because used to be a point we kind of was under the radar. You know, let me say, because, you know, we can get in a whole lot of trouble. But I will say that I am not a fan of any man, black, white, orange, green, purple, putting his hands on a woman. I don't care what race she is. However, when you, as a woman, are big and bad enough to put your hands on a man, like in that kind of situation, I can't control what he gonna do. Because everybody, especially him, if he's not physically hurting you and then you smack him, I feel like once you smack him, once you make contact with him, you have told him that you want to fight a man. Yeah. And it's just like, granted, he should still be able to control himself, but you should also be able to control yourself as a woman, you know. And somebody went to our Instagram page because I posted that question. And let me see if I can find it. I know I'm slow. And she said, men have the right to protect themselves as well. My mama always told me, put your hands on a man, be prepared to get your ass beat. Then she wanted to play victim, talking about the white lady.
Of course, she was gonna play Karenism. Of course,
yeah.
Why Karenhood? Why wouldn't she? Because she's a white lady. Like you said, they took him out, but everybody was like, "No, fam, like she's the one who started it." They just automatically assumed that, you know, he started it. Now, I'm gonna say this because I am completely against domestic violence. I'm an advocate for domestic violence survivors. I have seen it up close and personal. I don't like it. So I completely understand the difference between that situation and domestic violence. So I just want y'all to know that it's a difference. It's a difference in situations versus like that and what happens in domestic violence situations, because I'm straight up advocate for against domestic violence or whatever. So it's always kind of been that fine line of, what do you, if she hits you, do you hit him back? And like I think in some cities and some states, they have it where, like, if there's somebody, there's a DV call that goes out, you know, to police. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And they can't really determine who did what. Everybody's going. Both parties go. the dog is being taken to the pound because they're gonna be in jail. Yeah. Like everybody in this household is going. So it can, you know, it can be that type of situation as well. So was he wrong? Because he really never did even really hit her back. They just got into a damn melee because I don't know where the other guy came from. Like, I don't know.
He was on her. And see, that's the thing. Somebody referenced him as like her boyfriend or whatever. And the thing is, like, when you watch the, when you watch the video, you have old dude and like, it's almost like both the white guy and the white lady, it's like they both trying to get the black dude. And so he's just like more or less punching the white guy because he's trying to, you know, reach over the seat and trying to hit him. Meanwhile, you got white girl. And see, the thing is, there was a black woman next to the black dude. I don't know if they were together, but she didn't even jump in it. So you can, I mean, like, you can tell that what took place wasn't supposed to take place. Correct. Because if it was a supposed to be a, we about to beat this white woman's butt, then black chick would have jumped in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I really think that if anything, the black dude, because when he bucked up to him, you could tell something clicked in his mind, like, I ain't supposed to hit girls. You know what I'm saying? So he simmered down. If little buddy to the left of the white woman would have kept his behind in his seat, I don't think it would have escalated to where it did, because white boy jumped up, got in black dude's face. Then here come the punches. Because, okay, I ain't going to hit her, but you a man. And you talking crazy? You want to jump back? All right. Here we go. Now we got somebody on the level. But then when white woman want to jump in the middle, and that's the thing. If you see your boyfriend getting in a fight with another dude and you the girlfriend, if you jump in the middle trying to protect your boyfriend's face, ain't no guarantee that you ain't going to catch a few fists. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's on yeah. you. When she, I mean, she even, like, the boyfriend or whoever he is, he gonna be her boyfriend. Both of them white. He gonna be her boyfriend today on this podcast. But he ended up back in his seat. Black dude set him back on down in his seat. And white girl then climbed all over top of him. Like, she, you know, like, you know, missionary, you know, she didn't.
I don't think she really wanted it.
She had too many.
And you know, the thing is, like, I've never been to like a, have I been to a professional sports event? I don't think I have. It's always just been college, like HBCU mm-hmm. type stuff. So, but you know, like at games like that, people be out of control. And you know, and they be drunk. And I'm not excusing her Karen behavior in any way, shape, or form. Like, so, but I'm just saying sometimes that adds and escalates a problem more so than what it probably could have been. Listen, like we was taught in kindergarten, tie your shoes, mind your business, and keep your hands to yourself.
Charisse, I mind my business all the time, because I'm telling you, like, for my class, my paper was about, I can't remember the dang on title of it, but it was something dealing with the psychosocial climate during COVID and stuff, because a lot of times we just want to focus on depression and anxiety, dealing with other stuff, you know, other issues. But a lot of people who did not have depression and anxiety now deal with those issues because mm-hmm. of COVID, because yeah. You had to worry about getting evicted, your lights being cut off, your water, where you was going to eat, your kids was home. Just that unknown had people in a panic, like, what am I going to do? Isolation, what? Quarantine, what? Right. And people have gone absolutely freaking bonkers. And I'm just like, what happened to the moral compass? You know, that's
everybody
why
people don't have it.
You know, but that's... I swear, that's what kills me about, and well, not kills, but that's what scares me about some people, that you have atheists, right? And to be an atheist means that you don't believe, right? My thing is believing something. I don't care if you believe in that teddy bear sitting on the side of your bed. Believe in something that tells you right from wrong, like that helps to guide you. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to choose Christ, and that's what I prefer you believe in instead of a teddy bear. But I'm just saying, you got to have something that lets you know that what I'm doing is wrong. You know, like something tells you that when you see a red light and you about to walk across the street, that you ain't gonna walk while it's green, because you're gonna get hit by a car.
I think, like, that
common sense, come on.
I think that's more where it comes from. I think it comes from your upbringing, and that you get most people usually get when they are raised, even if the back of the house is on fire, or usually the front of the house, you still kind of develop like what's right, what's wrong. And especially if you kind of grow up in craziness, you sometimes, depending on the person, grows up and it's like, I know that's wrong, I never want to experience that again. But then they also may be like, oh, well, this is right because this is what I grew up with, and I don't know anything else. So, like, I don't really think you have to really believe in anything. I think it's just your morals and values come from from growing up, and then also like life experiences. So
I tell you, my soul was so irritated because in Kentucky, like, you didn't had two fights. One girl got jumped at her school by three or four girls, and her mom said like she got a 3 to 4 inch deep hole or something in her forehead, and she thought her daughter then ran up against a wall to only see the video and see that no, there was no wall there. Then there was then you got at this high school football game, because I'm over my mom's house because I could see, and you know, it's what, Friday night, and I'm like, oh, and because you can hear the announcer, and we see a helicopter, and I'm like, Mama, why they got that helicopter? She said, oh, sometimes they had a helicopter because of the game or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. But then we go get something to eat. Now it's late. We come back, and I drop her off, and I'm like, Mama, they got the spotlight on now. You know what happened when they get that spotlight going on that ground from a helicopter, you know something didn't happen. So
it's an investigation.
Yeah. So she let me know there was a whole bunch of fights. Meanwhile, I done hopped on Facebook and I seen that a childhood, we don't talk anymore, but we're Facebook friends, but like a childhood friend of mine, she's talking about, oh, y'all, whatever, jumped my son and took his phone, and he don't even know y'all. And I'm just like, I'm so freaking frustrated today. Oh, my God. I'm mad.
That's why I'm not missing nothing on Facebook. But it all depends. Like, yeah, that's a lot of foolishness. But it depends, like I said, it depends on what your upbringing is. And that's where your moral and values and your common sense and your book sense and your street smarts, that's where all of that comes from. Some people learn it stuff from the street. Some people learn it at home. Some people have a combination. Some people learn it from friends. Some people learn it from family. I feel like it's a combination of different things. But this, I don't want to say it's just this generation, because if you probably go to World Star Hip Hop, it might be 40-year-olds or 50-year-olds fussing and fighting. And, you know, they could have been, the mothers could have been out at the game fussing and fighting, and not even the kids. So I don't put anything like past anybody. I just hope the people that I encounter are have some type of moral and values and don't try to hurt me. That's all I can do.
And that's all you can do, because the thing is that, well, you know, for me, I feel so strong about it, I guess, because I have one who, She's grown. She in the workforce. I got another one who's almost 21 and she's in college. She don't got to deal with that. But I got one, a black boy who is growing up in the midst. Like he's literally just in the fifth grade. And when I think about sending him, what middle school will he go to? And I'm just like, you know, what kind of friends will he have? I don't know. I can't control it. Mm-hmm. We just instill what we can instill with him. But my thing is this. These kids that are out here doing this foolish ass shit. Yes, I said it. I apologize. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I meant it. These kids that are out here doing this foolishness. They then go home and sit at your dinner table. At some point, you're having interaction, I can assume, with this child. If this child is at a football, a high school football game, if this kid is getting dressed, if this kid is putting on a backpack, waking up 7 o'clock in the morning to go to school, to get on the bus, there is a parent somewhere. And if your child is doing this kind of foolishness and you have absolutely no idea what your child is doing, you a piss poor parent. I'm sorry. You a piss poor parent, but it's not too late to start again. I don't know what my kids are not perfect. My kids, but I've noticed that one time, because I would fuss, I would be in situations and I'd be like, oh, woo, 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 whatever. And you know, woo, woo, and my expression, and I would voice it to my kids and they would listen. And then, especially the girls, and then, cause the boy was too young at this time, but then I would listen to how they would respond to different situations. And I had to tell them, I said one day, I said, hold on, wait a minute. I said, I don't want y'all to think that this is how I respond to, you know, everything. I said, because I may cuss, I may fuss about a situation, I may get mad about a situation. I said, but what you don't know is that once I get my frustration out, when I go to bed at night, I'm praying to God, Lord, please forgive me for how I acted. God, please forgive me for how I responded. And it ain't that I'm confronting anybody. If somebody cut you off, you'd be like, oh my God, you did it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But And I noticed they were doing it. So I had to humble myself and I had to tell them, y'all hear the frustration, the venom that's coming out my mouth because I'm mad. But what you don't hear and what you don't get to see is when I go to the Lord in prayer and when I say, God, please forgive me for how I acted today. God, please, you know, and I felt like it was my responsibility as a parent to change that, because I didn't want them thinking this is how you react
to everything. That's it. Right. And it's just fly off the handle every single. Well, and that's the thing. Like, it just like, look, I'm not a perfect parent. And so I've, you know, made mistakes in parenting my child. There are things that I wish I could, you know, rewind and do a back to the future and change. And so, but I don't know if it's all the parents of these younger kids, because you got to think, like, we're in our 40s. So our kids are in their 20s. The kids that are high school, right, are 18. So the parents that are parents of these high school kids, I'm thinking they will have to be like, what, 35? Maybe 30, and they mid 30s to early 40s. I don't know if, and I'm not saying all parents, because I know it's not. I don't know if those parents are parenting their kids. And it may be a generational curse where those parents didn't get guidance on how to be a good person. So then if you have kids, you may pass that down. And then it's that generational curse, and it just keeps flowing. Now, I'm not saying that, I don't know what situations happen. Because see, I don't be in them kind of situations where people was fighting and fussing and cussing, and no, my nerves is bad. I got to go home, come home, eat me some Grippos and drink me a Big Red and lay the hell down, because I can't deal with all that kind of drama.
But you don't know, right?
You really don't know whatever's going to pop off. But if it's going to pop off, you're going to see Sharice going the other way, because I don't have time.
Hell, if they don't jump Sharice on her way out the, on her way out the gate.
I hope not. Hope not.
You just never know.
I have to hit somebody in the head with a pocketbook.
you just never know with these dang on kids. And I promise, like, I want us to do better, especially Black people. I want us to do better, because when you have, because that's not even the only situation. Then you have at some other school here, I don't even know what all took place, but you had a teacher, a white teacher and a Black male student getting in a fight, you know, and now the parents and stuff, they decided to protest outside of Moore High School. I get it. You ain't about to put your hands on my child. But when do we say, what did they do? There's no excuse. However, I want to sit down and I want to know what led to this, because
what precipitated the event. I need to know from the very beginning.
Yeah. And what I've noticed sitting on SBD on board before, parents will go in about a dang on cell phone being taken, but they will not go into the school dealing with
behavior issues,
but let them take the child's cell phone. Oh, mama up at the school and she all up in the uproar. How you gonna take my baby's phone? And ma'am, did you get my message that I left on your voicemail saying your child was failing English?
No, she didn't get that. She got the other one. Yeah,
you know, but you get the message about cell phone didn't been taken
on the same number.
But the thing is, when you get that cell phone, are you telling your child? Because this is the thing, you can't come to the school and tell, you can't, your child can't get their phone taken. You as the parent come to the school and want to be in the upper. Who took such and such a phone? Because white parents do it too. So I ain't being prejudiced against nobody. White parents do it too. Who took Johnny Boy's cell phone? And you can't be at home telling a Johnny Boy, them elves going to give you how the hell they going to do. Because guess what? That attitude that you portray at your house about them MFs and whatever else you call them.
That's what he takes into the school.
Thank you, Sharice. Mm-hmm. That's the attitude that he carries into that building Monday through Friday, because mama don't respect them. Mama just sat here and called them MFs. And so then that translate. I literally saw a video on ridiculousness. This teacher's wig looked crazy. But you know when somebody's planning something stupid, because that's how you got cell phone footage. Because kids know, somebody about to wild out. So they pull out that phone. And in this video, you had the teacher, her wig just, girl, she should have took it off. But she told the boy, go to the office. She turned around. He done walked up behind her, took her wig off, and he dancing around the classroom, classes laughing. Oh, ha, 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 ha. No. That is unacceptable. But yet, if a school officer come in, put his hands behind his, tackle the boy because he's technically assaulted the teacher. Mm-hmm. That was on her body. So when the white school officer, and this is how I'm just saying, when he comes in, puts the Black boy with his hands behind his back and they end up on the ground. Oh, not a school officer. We don't need school officers in the building because they harass it. And it's like, what? First of all, he took her wig off. You need officers in the building, whether it be for the teacher or whether it be for the student, because you can't control yourself. Period.
I'm glad my child is not in high school right now. Like, I'm glad she's past this. She got out just in time. I feel like she got out just in time before it got even worse than what it is. So because I wouldn't
go on to we can go into the happy stuff when
I'm glad she's at it. But I think a lot of it has to do with the parents, and I'll end on this. And so the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, and mainly the environment. So it depends on what environment that they grow up in and continue to grow up in, and then that perpetuates whatever type of behavior. So until the environment changes, the kids are going to be what they are, and there's nothing I can do, but I'm just going to stay on my porch and just look. That is all. Cause all I can worry about is mine.
Why should I put on my Skechers so that I can go and protest and my feet be aching protesting for, and I know people gonna hate me when I says protesting for Black Lives Matter, when the Black lives that I'm protesting for, they don't even matter to them. I'm just saying, and Black lives do matter. That's the thing that pisses me off, Sharice. Black lives do matter. They matter every day. You know, you don't have a zipper. And Sharice, turn around. You got a zip in your back that's going to take off your blackness? No.
Absolutely
you
not.
Black when you wake up. You black when you go to bed. You black when you sick. You black when you wealthy. You are black. That is always something that is going to be held against you. And the last thing that we need as the black community is turning against one another. Out here acting some complete assholes, and then we want to put up memorials with your freaking name talking about he was a good boy. No, he wasn't. Tell the truth.
That's
he was
out
here robbing,
said.
Stealing, and killing.
That's
what
said.
The heck he was doing. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth.
Yep.
I'm not perfect. I have a past. I done been through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And when I see these little black boys, I want the best for them. When I see these little black girls, I want the best for them. And I will forever be an advocate for Black Lives Matter. Forever. Regardless of what my community does. But it hurts. It hurts when the people that you are fighting for, when the people that you want to succeed, when the people who will make a difference in this life act ignorant, when they act like common sense.
I've said that before, and I've thought that, and I've said that, and it makes you think, like, you know, but that's the thing, like, nowadays you put your support behind whatever you want to put your support behind, because I'm not saying like in the 60s, it was still a choice back then, but I think it was different in the 50s and the 60s when the protests were going on, because we were black as a collective. We were together and we were, you know, struggling and fighting for rights and so on and so forth. It's still the same thing today, but today we have more rights than what we had 40 years ago. And I think now you do have a choice of if you want to go down there and protest somebody's injustice of, you know, they may have gotten harassed or whatever may have happened by said police officers. And you have a choice. If you don't want to support, you can still support Black Lives Matter and not be at every single rally. I don't think you have to
be at
every...
You don't got to support any rallies. I mean, you don't have to be at any rallies. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
you can support from home and just, you know, you might donate $25 so they can buy cases of water. I think it's different for everybody. And like you said, it all depends on who it is. And it makes a difference of how much support you want to, you know, you want to give. So I listen, I completely understand all of last year. I completely understand. Absolutely. Yes. I understand like how you like, should I just go because I'm Black, or do I have to go because I'm Black and the victim is Black, or do I have a choice and I should stay at home because the victim had a past? And
you know, and that's the thing, so, is that what someone's past does not dictate
what happens to them.
What exactly, right, you know, and the right. thing is, because that's, I guess that's why I'm so forgiving, is because people could have written me off a long time ago, but they didn't. And screw people. God could have written me off a long time ago, and he didn't. And that's what keeps me in the position that I am, where I'm capable of humbling, where I'm capable of humbling myself. But when I think about, you know, Breonna Taylor and what she went through and what her boyfriend went through that night, how everything was just gone in an instant. It's just like, oh my God, her life deserves to be celebrated. Her life, she deserves justice. But when you got people who are out here acting an ass, you can't focus on Breonna Taylor where the focus belongs, because you got these people over here being buttholes. You got these people over here that want to, you know what I'm saying, just completely just destroy whoever just because they can. And right. that is going on in every single city. In my mind, I thought about something, and I thought people are crazy, you know. And I be dang on, I think it was it in Texas, where you got some people in the restaurant eating. Two Black suspects go in, rob everybody, didn't have to kill nobody because they gave it up. You know, the people in there gave up their money easily, but yet you want to be trigger happy. You decide, I'm going to shoot, and you kill one and critically injure the other. What sense does that make? You want to pull the trigger, go to a gun range, pull the trigger all you want to. Legally, you can get your rocks off, whatever you need to, at a gun range. Just do it the legal way.
But that's like that's power. The thing. It's not about that. It's about the mindset and the environment. And I'm going to go in here and rob these people because these people have more than me. So I can take, and then they can replenish. And then I might go back and rob them again. It's not the fact of just shooting the gun. It's the fact that I can come in here and hold everybody hostage, terrorize everybody, traumatize everybody, and take everybody's money and watches and phones and so on and so forth. And then I can get away. I can run away because I got away with it. It's that's the power over the situation, because I have control over that situation, that hostage or that robbery situation or whatever. It's not really about the shooting the gun. It's just that I can do this and I can come back. Now, I will say I'm very surprised because Texas, I believe now is already an open carry state, but I'm gonna have to look it up, because I believe early this year they changed it, where I don't know if it's went into effect yet, but I remember hearing that now, like, anybody can carry, like, you don't have to have a carry permit. You don't have to apply.
That was the worst thing they could ever did.
So, like, anybody can just be out here carrying a gun. I'm gonna have to look it up in the next podcast. But I remember something along those lines, and I was like, "So anybody's just
we're carrying, like that.
Anybody is carrying." Like, but my point is, I'm surprised because that the robbery continued and wasn't nobody in there that had guns, especially in Texas. I'm surprised.
It was a There was an off-duty officer, and I believe it was in Texas. Hopefully, I don't have the state wrong, but there was an off-duty officer there, and I was so tickled. He's the one who got killed. Now, I don't know if he was possible, because I don't know of an officer, even if he's off duty, who ain't going to have his weapon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe he was reaching for his weapon or whatever the case may be, and maybe they noticed it and shot him. I don't know. But I know what I read said that the people willingly gave it up. And the thing is, first of all, when you get your little stimulus check from Biden, you got to have enough common sense. You got to at least have enough sense the guy gave Billy Goat. And you got to know that this ain't going to last always. There's a church song that says that this ain't going to last always. And you know that this is your money, because the economy needed to be stimulated. You know what I'm saying? People shopping and stuff like that. If Biden, let's say Biden gives you, I don't know, what, $1,200. That don't mean go out and buy some $400 Jordans. You don't do that.
That's their mindset in that environment. It's still all related. It is all.
But it's about what related. People in the freaking internet. It has brought out the worst in people. I feel that way, because everything got to be on social media.
I don't think it brought out the worst. I think people were already like this. It just basically gave it a worldwide audience to it. So like stuff that we might hear in Louisville, like for example, like we talked about on last podcast, they was fighting in the parking lot at Kentucky Kingdom. We will probably only hear that. Maybe Lexington might hear it. Maybe Richmond may hear it. Maybe Indianapolis may hear it. But now, because there is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever, and all them 17 things all across them platforms and YouTube, now anybody, anywhere can see that fight at Kentucky Kingdom. I always thought people were crazy. You just didn't hear about it as much, because it was always happening. All this kind of crazy stuff was always happening. Now, I don't think it's as bad. It might not have been as bad, but I feel like it was happening. And it might, I take that back, it might have been as bad. But if you almost not in that environment, you might not hear that the corner store five people got shot at the corner store last weekend. That might not be reported on the news. And if you almost don't live in that area, you might not have known. But because of social media, now I know, and now you know, and now my people from Detroit call and be like, oh my God, ain't that the gas station you go to all the time? Like,
oh,
right. So I need you not to be going there. And they said five people get, it was a lot of bang, bang, shoot them up in the parking lot. And so, it's more of a worldwide stage. And I think that's why it just has given it a view for any and everybody to see it. And it ain't even like it's, you know how like TV used to cut off at like 12 o'clock, and like how I don't think it was B96. I think it was WLOU. Mm-hmm. And at 10 o'clock, they always used to play that. Boom, 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 boom.
Girl, and, yes.
And you knew when that came on, it was 10 o'clock. And they played it 7 days a week. You absolutely knew.
I hated that dangle. So
it was 10 o'clock.
Listening to that thing.
So my point is the radio was shut down.
I
believe the radio shut down at like 10 o'clock. But now everything is 24/7 continuous go, so yeah. People can just see it and upload it, act crazy, and it'd be viral, so on and so forth.
It exacerbated it didn't cause it, but it exacerbated it,
right?
Because I see that
it's instant. I mean, like you can be at Starbucks and see a car accident sitting on the, you know, like on the patio of Starbucks, and you can upload it. And then 50,000 people can see it within that hour. So I, you know what I mean? Like if somebody was drunk driving and caused an accident and you upload it, you know, somebody yeah. from the Philippines may see it, somebody from Indianapolis, somebody maybe from Germany. So I think it put more of a spotlight on it. But I do also agree, I think it added another level of craziness.
Yes, it did.
To what was already going on. So
because yeah, these young people, they use these apps and stuff to meet up, to plan, to meet up, to go do these things. But if you did not have all these apps and social media, then you can really only tell who you can get a hold of on the phone. Hey, we about to go to such and such and jump, whatever, whatever.
Listen, instead we have pages. Of
having a 100, you know, people, you know, to meet there, you know. And I didn't want this to be, you know, an episode where we're talking about all this stuff, because I'm telling you, like when I tuned out, because I know you don't watch the news, but when
ain't
I
watched it since last May, baby.
Out, I tuned out. It's like everything in my life just seems so peaceful. I was calm. Yep. I didn't have mm-hmm. these moments where I just
that's you know why it was too much. Last year was too much. Yep. It was too much.
I can't ignore it, because I have to know what's going on with COVID. I have to know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with other stuff. And literally, this comes from me looking on Facebook, and in that little icon at the bottom, it say it's like the news, and I click on it. And once I click on it, it's a done deal.
It's continuous scrolling and
scrolling and bad news.
Because I saw where this news all around the world. Yeah. That's the thing. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't.
I just
need
want
it.
Our people to this. And I'm going to be quiet after this about this whole situation. I just want our people to do what we did back in the day,
it ain't which was
we band together. You might not have no lights, but your neighbor might have some lights. If you treated people with respect, maybe you're going to come over. Maybe they might let you use that extension cord. You know what I'm saying? And just hold people accountable. I tell people, mm-hmm. I say, racism, you want to have, let's have, because I know the church I go to, they want my church conference, they want to do, let's do these conferences. Let's get on the phone and let's read a book and then let's talk. Then they're going to get it. I feel like what is going to change racism, and I swear, y'all, just my man, and I'm going to leave it here. What will change racism? What will make the biggest impact is that it's when your white friends are sitting and they use the N-word, it's stopping in your tracks. And I don't care if you white or you black, but when your white friends use the N-word and you tell them right then and there, that's inappropriate. Instead of just letting it go and acting like they ain't said, no, stop them in their tracks. And it's going to take their white family members letting them know, hey, what you said is inappropriate. You don't use that word. But reading the book and learning about black people and
because the people that's really more than likely the people that are in that conference or that at that meeting, they may not be the ones that are perpetuating racism. It might be their family members. It might be their coworkers, but they're not at those meetings to learn or to, you know, expand their knowledge or to talk about it or go, you know, do book reviews. Those are the people that's not there. So the people that need to be there are not there. So, that's why I don't watch the news. If it's something that I really need to know, somebody will tell me. Like somebody will be like, hey, you know, such and such. Like, and I'll be like, okay, that's good. Because I stopped watching news last May. But before that, probably about a year or two, I had stopped watching the news at like 10 and 11, even at 5 and 6. I would only watch the news in the morning. And because that was enough for me. Like, it's not as violence laden as it is like at 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. as it is in the morning, but it gave me time to process whatever happened or whatever I saw. Oh my God, I know that person, you know, like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened or whatever. Or even if it was something good, it gave me time during the day to process. Because what I would find, what's happening to me is that I could watch Law and Order, Law and Order SVU and Law and Order Criminal Intent and CSI and all these other different, you know, crime shows and whatnot. And I wouldn't have no problem. But when I would watch the local news,
mm-hmm.
I would be dreaming about it. And I'd be like, what the hell? Like, because my mind is like, oh, this is real. And then, but CSI is not real. Like, it wouldn't, my mind wouldn't be like, okay, don't dream about this. But so I was like, you know what? I got to cut it. Mm-mm. I got to cut it out. And you have to cut it down, because if not, you will go mental, you will go insane, because it's so much stuff. And it's a lot of good stuff out there. I'm not going to lie. Because what I used to do is I used to watch Fox in the morning, and then I would watch CBS This Morning. And then that was enough news for me. But I don't even do that no more. Like I said, if it's something important, if it's to the point of they calling the, what's them people? The Army Reserve in, National Guard, get under your bed with your can of green beans and a can opener. Mm. Somebody will call me and tell me that I need to get under the bed, or because I can't do it. So, all right, good people. I know we didn't really talk about a whole lot of foolishness, but we just kind of talked about.
We're gonna talk about another one. I got time.
Everyday foolishness. What was it that was on the? Real quick, we can do a quick update to the story we did last week about the girlfriend / stepmother using her boyfriend's 3 kids on the GoFundMe as props.
You know, stand right there, baby. Stand right there.
And turn this way for the light. Like, let the ring light hit you on the side. Let it get you an angle. Let it get you together. Like, y'all look sad. I need y'all to look sad. Like, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Say it. Okay.
Right. And then, stand at the door with your sleeping bags. Like, y'all about to get put there.
All right. We're gonna do a happy 1, 2, 3 happy face. So. Y'all didn't do what we practiced. We ain't gonna get no money. Get yourself together. So now the bio mom, who has 7 kids and is pregnant, and 3 of those 7 kids are over with that father who the girlfriend was helping out, is now suing the girlfriend because the GoFundMe has gotten up to, she originally, like we said, she originally only asked for like, I think like $2,000 so that she wouldn't get evicted. And it looks like, $2,000. But she ended up raising $233,770 from the GoFundMe. But now the bio mom is suing, and she has gotten her a lawyer, and she feels like she deserves the money because she didn't get permission for her kids to be used in that way. And she says the mother wants the donations to be placed in a trust. Okay, I can see that. I can absolutely do that. I thought when I read that, I thought she wanted the money to come like directly to her, and then she kind of do whatever. But if the money goes into a trust, I'm good with that for the kids. Yeah, I'm good with that. But
minus, girl, the lawyer fees.
It says the 3 minor children... had been used as props to raise a large amount of money, all of which by rights should belong to them. So yeah, we're going to see if she is going to get the money for her kids, or they're going to just refund everybody their money, or the funds will be released after August 23rd.
Minus
any money refunded to people who requested it. The funds have gone down to about $163,000. That's still a lot of money. I mean, that is still a lot of money.
But who is it going to be released to, Sharice?
Like we said, give that girl some money and maybe pay her rent up for a year or two. And then let the rest of the money go into a trust for them three kids. Because if the mother has eight kids, including them, they will need that trust. If she continues to work and is only making like $1,200 or $2,400, even I think she said $1,200. If she's only making $1,200 a month, those kids will need it, and it will help them maybe, you know, go to college or buy a car or, you know, put a down payment on a house or whatever the case may be. So I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm definitely fine with it going into a trust. I don't want it to go to the bio mom.
That's the thing, Sharice. It's not saying who's going to get it. It's because the girlfriend is the one that set it up. The mama biological wants it for in the trust fund, but GoFundMe is just saying we got $163,000
that we need to release.
And my thing is, who is this money going to be released? Is it going to be released to the girlfriend and she's supposed to cash app it to the biological mama? Zulu or Hulu? What's some things called? PayPal or something?
What's some things? Cash App, Venmo, yeah. Zelle, and all. Yeah, I don't trust
them. Supposed to get a money order for $163,000. I don't know. Listen, what is daddy
You can't get a Walmart money order for that. I know they 63 cent. That machine won't compute.
How does daddy feel about
this? I have not seen anything that daddy has said about it. He's probably trying to maybe remain neutral and lay low and not stir up any dust.
Do they still go together?
I'm still confused of why they was getting put out and where is he at and where he figures into this. And if he got his girls and what's going on, those are the questions that I have for daddy. That made me think. You said where the money is going. It may go to the court. Now that a court case has been filed, it may go to like a they may put it like rears, like they may put it in an account to hold it until the court case is settled. But I can't think of what the name of like the court, like the bank account would be.
Like probate or something? No.
I guess so. Yeah. Maybe something along those lines. Like
I can give them an account to put it in and hold it there. It might be minus $100,000, wouldn't it?
Listen, I just pay off my student loans, honey. I would be good with that.
They'll get 63,000. And the girlfriend was probably like, yeah. Sit her on the couch, call me mama, and I'm gonna give y'all $5 McDonald's gift cards. As you know, that's all you got to give to a kid is a $5 McDonald's gift card, and they think they didn't hit the jackpot.
Not these kids these days. They want Starbucks. They want Starbucks and they want Chick-fil-A. And they want something from Target. Now these kids is bougie and spoiled these days. So yeah, so we'll see including what happens. I hope they do another update because I would like to know. So okay, good people.
We'll see who's riding around in a new car.
New Astro van.
Right. If the girlfriend gets the money, guarantee her and Gorilla Glue Girl are gonna become best friends. We're gonna see them posted up on the gram taking pictures together.
She didn't sue them though, did she?
I don't know, but she's doing well. She is doing well.
Am I surprised? Absolutely. Absolutely not. So, okay. We just gonna leave on that note.
I know. I'm like,
like, all right, good people. We told y'all it was going to be short this week because we grown. We got things to do. And we shout out to the one follower, one of our Fave Five, T-Mobile Fave Five, that responded to our questions. So we greatly, greatly appreciate, you know, all our, we probably do have more than five. We do have more than five listeners because I looked at some of the analytics. It just feels like we don't have a lot of, we don't have a lot of Charisse, followers. Like,
you didn't respond. We got to give an answer.
To what?
Okay. We gotta give an answer to this question. Oh darn it! Hold on, where is it? Oh shoot. Was it an equal opportunity ass whooping? Yes, I know.
It could have been if he probably had to hit her back, because he could have been defending himself. I think it would have been if he had to hit her back. But since he didn't, and he kind of got into it with the other guy, that took the weight off her, the focus off her, him fighting her directly. And excuse me, y'all. And then it went over to the guy. But like I said, people are different these days. And you have to be like, okay, if you hit somebody, you may get hit back. You have to be like cognizant, like you just can't go around slapping folk. Like you can't just do it. This don't work like that. So yeah, people, good people, don't be out there slapping folk just for general purposes of GP. We do not want to see any of our listeners on the front of Crime Time. I wonder if other cities have Crime Time. I know we got it here, the Crime Time paper. If y'all don't know what that is, it's a newspaper that comes out every 2 weeks, and it has people's mugshots and their name and like age and what they're charged with. And I have seen some people I knew in the Crime Time, and I was like, you know what? I can't buy this no more. I can't even look because I don't know who I might run across that I know in this paper, and I just, and it depends on what charges they have, I know. So yeah, if y'all see a Crime Time paper, you check it out. You may see somebody you know, but if you don't want to know if somebody's in jail, was in jail, but still in jail, just went to jail, don't look at the Crime Time paper. Just go on about your day and buy your snacks and get on out the gas station. So you can find us on the Virgo Experience. You can find us at the Virgo Experience on Instagram and the Virgo Experience Podcast on Facebook. And we are on Podomatic, Spotify, Apple, and Google. So you have several, did I say this four? Yeah, you have several different ways to get to us and listen. And we want some feedback. We don't hardly ever get any feedback. Well, we do, we get some, but we don't get enough. Somebody asked me that I want them to listen to give feedback. I may take them up on it. It depends on this. I don't know with this person. I think it's going to be harsh. So I don't really know. You know, I don't really know. Since we still kind of like in the beginner stages, per se. And, you know, COVID took us down for a while. I may see what they say. And then we come back and discuss it. So, all right, good people. I am Charisse.
I'm Venmo.
Oh God!
And you send me my coins. I'm the couch that the kids and the girlfriend was sitting on. That made CNN.
Hey y'all.